A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a former lifeguard at the Provo City Pool is suing the city, saying her supervisors did nothing when she reported being sexually harassed. And now more people are coming forward saying it was extremely common for female lifeguards to be sexually harassed. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, no jail time for a Utah man who pleaded guilty in connection with the January 6th riot. 24-year-old Jacob Weidrich will spend 3 months in home detention and have 3 years of probation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had an accident on I-15 southbound, about 2300 south, but it's been out of traffic on the left where you're going to see backups. It's a rollover crash in Harriman. This is southbound Mountain View Corridor at 118th south, blocking lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few clouds out there, smoggy 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 36 degrees with smog. Now KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden holding a news conference this hour as he marks 1 year in office. He says the past year has been rough dealing with the pandemic, but also says the U.S. is getting closer to getting past the pandemic than it was 1 year ago.
I know that after almost 2 years of physical, emotional, and psychological weight of this pandemic and the impact it's had on everyone, for many of us, it's been too much to bear. We're in a very different place now, though. We have the tools.
The president's approval ratings around 40%, one of the lowest for a first year of presidency. Biden says he'll continue to push for voting rights and economic recovery. It comes as the voting rights bill debated in the Senate over the past few days is facing failure when it comes up for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling Democrats behind closed doors that they'll also push for a vote to also change the filibuster rule in the Senate, which would allow legislation to advance without the 60-vote threshold. Two moderate Democrats, though, still opposed to changing the filibuster along with Republicans. Chaos in the airlines was avoided by AT&T and Verizon when they agreed not to switch on the new 5G service around some runways in the U.S., but concerns over safety are not fixed.
Even with 5G towers right around airport runways turned off, there are still quite a few planes like regional aircraft that are not approved to land at certain airports in low visibility because a C-band of 5G is on now. By the hour, the FAA is clearing more aircraft types to land with how 5G is set up right now. FAA head Steve Dixon saying,
"We have, in this case, two very different industries that have different ways of looking at risk.
Luckily, the weather in the U.S. is pretty good right now, allowing for low visibility landings to not be a problem immediately." Alex Stone, ABC News.
The federal government website to order the free at-home COVID tests is up and running. Residents limited to 4 kits. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth and Inside Sources host. Boyd Matheson is joining us live. Boyd, you were in Hawaii. You don't look tan.
I only have 2 colors. Very pasty white and very burnt red.
And so, I think blushing is what you're doing right now. So during your show, the president spoke. In fact, he continues to speak now. He is, quote unquote, celebrating 1 year in office today with a news conference. Democrats have been upset. They say he hasn't been trumpeting his victories. So is that what he's doing today?
He's definitely going down that path. He began over an hour ago going through a long list of things that the administration had done, what they were working on in terms of overcoming the pandemic, how they were working with the Fed and the Senate and so on in terms of jobs, the economy, and what's happening there. And then, of course, it opened up for questions, and that's where it got a little bit interesting in terms of where the focus was. And it's one of those really challenging ones. It's difficult to go back too far. The American people are very much front and center. Where are you today? Where are you taking us tomorrow is really the key. And so I think it's been a little bit of a struggle for the president today to try to really dig in on some of those things they did achieve in the first year. But I think in doing that, it's sort of a half step back and trying to figure out what is the path forward.
There is a quantum difference between a year ago today and today in Washington. But at the same time, we still have the same knocking of heads between left and right, between blue and red. And all this continues. Did the president address that at all?
There was a bit of a finger pointing and placing blame on the Republicans. And I actually agreed with the president. I agree with President Biden when he talked about the Republicans are not putting forward what they are for. And I think he is right on that. And I think it's incumbent on both Democrats and Republicans to get to the mode of this is what we are for. We know what we know you're against the blue team or the red team, as you said, Jeff. But they have to be able to articulate, what are you for? What's the vision? And the one thing I missed from the president today, I was really hoping the president would call the American people to something. It's a real mark of leadership. And again, 1 year in, of course, some people are saying, oh, it's the beginning of the end. There's a long, long time. It could be just the end of the beginning. But in order to do that, the president has got to get something that the American people will buy into. Much of what the rhetoric has been around has been a little disconnected from what the administration was saying and what the average American is feeling and experiencing in their daily life. And so I was anticipating that the president would lay out some sort of new vision, not just a rehash of Build Back Better or what happened last year, but this is where we're going, or even saying something like this, Jeff. If he would have said something like, yes, this is really tough. We are in a hard spot. We have challenges globally and here at home, and I need your help. And this is what I need you to do. And if he'd just given the American people something to do, specific, I think that would have made a big difference today in terms of trying to propel this forward. It still feels to me like the president's fighting the last war, the last year, the last battle. And I think he would be far better served, as would the country, if he would just lay out that vision of where we're going, what he's for, and then challenging the American people to come along for the ride.
Mm. It is hard to lead when you're playing defense, and I thank you. More from Boyd Matheson. How wonderful to hear you live this afternoon, by
the way. Great to be back.
Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson, KSL News Time 321. Yes, we're a bit late, but yes, this is a check on traffic with Ricky Meese.
Southbound lanes blocked to traffic due to a rollover crash with possible injuries. This is southbound Mountain View at 118th South. You are going to see some backups, but you may just want to avoid it altogether. You are going to see some delays in all directions just because there are multiple emergency crews at the scene. So consider an alternate route. Overall, you're going to tack on an extra 5, maybe 10 minutes to your regular drive time. Now, the crash that we had southbound I-15 about 2300 South has just cleared. We're back to a crash-free, delay-free drive on all your Salt Lake County freeways, as well as I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Downtown, too. Got crash-free city streets right now, as well as either direction of I-15. Traveling between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham, got good speeds and travel times. Now's the time for dressing up or updating your wardrobe with a new suit for Mr. Mack. Mr. Mack stores have a big suit inventory on sale. Free alterations, quality clothing, affordable prices. Mr. Mack. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast in Grant Wayman.
Smoggy conditions persist once again. It'll do that for the next couple of days. Highs near 40 today, more the same tomorrow as well. And then snow showers actually move in on Friday, the high temperature 41. But we should get some better air in the afternoon on Friday. And then better air for the weekend. Partly cloudy Saturday up to 38, 39 Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday, 40. And becoming hazy again Tuesday, partly cloudy and 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 degrees. Look at the bright side. The air is better than Pakistan today, right? It's 323 at KSL.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
So often, we experience so much that is fake or false or fleeting. But the Utah Symphony is a place where it's real. Real music, played by real musicians. Join us at Abravanel Hall to be uplifted and refreshed with the power of music. Add some symphony to your life with a live performance. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, music director Terry Fisher returns to Utah to conduct a program featuring Madeline Atkins, a soloist, in The Maze for violin and orchestra, January 28th and 29th at Abravanel Hall. Then on February 4th and 5th, crowd favorite Joyce Yang returns as featured soloist for Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1. Add some symphony to your life. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Add some symphony to your life with a live performance at Abravanel Hall, utahsymphony.org.
I phoned my dad. It's the 1980s. Guess where I'm standing?
Where?
On your front porch. I was on my brick phone at 40 cents a minute using up my 1 hour battery. Back then we installed 80% efficient furnaces, 10 SEER ACs, faucets leak, disposals jammed. But new technology changed the game. Welcome new dripless faucets. Welcome furnaces over 95% efficient and ACs using 70% less electricity. Then solar panels changed the game again, producing enough power to charge an electric car, run a house, and send excess power to your neighbors. I'll make it easy for you to enjoy today's updated technology with big discounts. Update today with our discounts, huge rebates, and easy financing OAC. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Trying them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
We're watching Utah's money get ready to pay even more for grocery staples like toilet paper and shampoo. Procter & Gamble says price hikes will continue on their products through the next year. That's after the company saw an increase in sales of 6% last quarter. New SEC filings show that Peloton executives and insiders sold nearly $500 million worth of their stock before the company's decline. The insiders knew what was coming. The stock grew to $100 a share last year, but hit a 52-week low this week, down at $29 a share. KSL Drives Ford is recalling 200,000 cars, problems with the brake lights staying on, 2014 and 15 Ford Fusions and Lincoln NKZs, as well as some 2015 Mustangs. Wall Street, another ugly day. The Dow down 339 points. The S&P down 44. The NASDAQ lost 166.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.